There has been a major development in Hong Kong, where Chief Executive Carrie Lam has formally withdrawn a highly controversial extradition to China bill that ignited months of sometimes violent protests and militant police action in the streets of the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Emma McCarthy.
Carrie Lam said on Wednesday the government will, quote, officially withdraw the bill and eradicate the worries of the people, adding the security chief will propose a motion to withdraw the bill.
What happened in the last 2 months has shocked and saddened the Hong Kong people and made everyone worried and upset about Hong Kong. Everyone is very worried and hopes to resolve the current situation.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party. Reuters previously revealed that Lam had told business leaders last week that she had caused unforgivable havoc by introducing it.
That was Emma McCarthy of Reuters. Meanwhile, pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam is denying she has discussed resigning with Chinese officials. The issue is that in a linked audio recording, Lam is heard to say she would step down if she had a choice. Listen carefully to the final seconds of the audio recording.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
If you missed it, Lam says, if I had a choice, the best thing is to quit. But she told reporters she had not even contemplated resignation talk with Beijing. But many in Hong Kong insist the recording confirms what political scientists and activists have long believed, that despite the city having its own constitution, it is China that runs things in Hong Kong. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament is set to square off once again with conservative